make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out or chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. He think of this, so I'm on the tube, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up and cut the cut, I'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Eruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap to this. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Make a clap to this. Detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist. Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. My name is Rakim. Make a clap to this. like to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Good evening. It's Friday, March the 1st, 2024. We back, y'all. We back. Blog Talk gave us some grace. They gave us grace. We're back. Cousin Marcy, Queen.
Hey, 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 hey. Mic check. Make them clap to this. How you doing over there, Queen? Cousin G. Lou and the listeners. Yes, we are back. Blog Talk tried to glaze y'all. Thought y'all was a donut.
You know, I think what really happened was because we had an outage, and it was worldwide. We get a $5 discount. I mean, $5 credit, AT&T people. They're giving us a $5 credit. Imagine that. That's your taxes right there.
Oh, my gosh. They said we're going to give the people some. Here you go. You can't even get a Subway sandwich.
We would like to compensate all of our customers with a $5 credit. But it could have been that because it was AT&T and T-Mobile. But nevertheless, they got it together just in time to be back on the show with you guys on Flashback Friday. We're going to make y'all clap for this with our music selection. King G. Lou the Great, welcome back. How you doing? And exactly. To our listeners.
I feel like I've been gone for years, like the lady on the Titanic. I feel like I got so much to tell y'all. It's like as soon as we got on, like two new things popped up. I'm like, this is, here we go, y'all. Here we go, March 1st. Yep.
It's a lot of things popping up. Yeah, it's a lot of things popping up. But however, we need some sunshine because it's so cold here in Charlotte. I mean, cold. We got real heavy rain. Girl, it's cold, and the cold out here is totally different than Cali's cold. And I got on mittens on my hands. That's how cold I am until this vodka set in, and then I'll be Lucy.
Lucy Goosey. Sounded like your uncle over there. Well, you know what, party people? You are in the right place to be. You have made it back with the Berkeley Queens. Like the Queen said, call the numbers 914-803-4001. Tap in, press 1. Mr. Dila will definitely bring you in. But Queen, other than that, I hope your time off has been blessed. Dila, miss you too. But other than that, how's it going? How was your week?
My week was great. It's always positive. I make sure that I have peace. My grandson asked me the other day, I think it was Wednesday, when he came to tell me that he'll see me later before going to school. So he said, what you gonna do today? And I said, absolutely nothing. And he said, you're not going to do nothing different today than you did yesterday. And I looked at his little self like, oh, okay. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do something different. So, yeah, I did something different.
That's right.
that I won't disclose. And yeah, so it's been a positive, peaceful week, you know, on the roll call every day. That's a blessing in itself, and the grace and mercy that the Most High has shown on me and us, that's a blessing within itself, and also to be favored, you know, that's a blessing in itself. So even if all those other things didn't happen, those things happened. So, yeah, it's a blessing to be blessed. For real, though.
You are so right there. She right, y'all. Mm. She right. Take a listen now. Shoot. Take a listen. I ain't got none of that good stuff over here, y'all. Them Pisces. The Pisces.
Happy birthday to the Pisces. Yes, happy birthday to the Pisces. It's water sign.
Right.
Watch out. So happy birthday.
I know, right?
So what we got going on tonight, Cousin Marcy? What we doing? Who we doing? Who we showcasing? Who are we honoring and bringing flowers to?
We got a lot of love and light, y'all. We shining on some legends tonight, none other than, you heard them in the intro, Eric B. and Rakim, and also going to shine a spotlight on none other than Run DMC. Got some good news for Run DMC. DJ Jam Master Jay's killers were sentenced, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday. So, yeah, that's what we're going to bring to the people tonight, some classic hip-hop, minus one. We just want to, you know, give these legends their time to shine. They deserve it. Plus with the 50 years of hip-hop and all that stuff that have went on. But, yeah, we're going to get into that. Some really good classic hip-hop, okay? You got to listen to the word, y'all. These people forced y'all to listen.
There's a whole different vibe with them. Totally different. So, yeah, you got to check them out. So let's put that first hit on.
Okay.
It'll be Rakim. Don't sweat
it. That's right. Don't sweat it. Don't do it. Don't do it. 914-803-4001. The Berkeley Queen. She is Queen Jean, and I'm Cousin Mercy. We not gonna sweat the technique. Let's get into this fabulous Flashback Friday, y'all.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's face the hit and check the file. Let's see who fits the dot next style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass, two MCs get weak. For every road they trace, is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. They wanna know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. Better put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculptor, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a wicked destructor. Special style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see. And peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street, cause talk is cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Pull with the seat, never weak, I believe.
they never grow old. Technique, which on man speaks better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some suits and souvenirs for all the years. The force, the source, the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. Well, don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
'92, y'all. Don't sweat the technique.
That's right, Queen. Mm. You hit the nail right on the head with that one. Sounds so jazzy. Don't you agree?
I agree. They just, it's just their sound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The whole the vibe that they give you. I'm like, okay.
I can see where a lot of got their dancing from. That makes you want to get up and dance. They had to come up with a new form of dance for that.
Absolutely. There's a whole different ball game going with the jerking and the motion of their body. So
B-boying,
it's
right.
They reinstated the art of live turntable mixing. They said he had reinstated that. Did it get lost that one time or did they stop doing it? But what I'm reading, that's what it said, that he had reinstated the art of live turntable mixing. Yeah.
Yeah. O-N-B. You hear it. Yeah. A lot of that James Brown influence in there. Brought a lot of, you know, older stuff to the table with jazz especially. But they were the best to ever do it, in my humble opinion. But that live mixing and all that other stuff. By 1992, remember 93, the Chronic came right after that, so that's when they started really getting into the studio. You know, it was less of that Dr. Dre, it's time. That's what I remember. I'm no expert now, but I think it was kind of phasing
remember
out.
A lot more than I do, so I take it back. Absolutely.
That's all right. Well, that's all right. Well, what'd you say we keep the party going?
Let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going, y'all.
We got legends. We're showcasing legends tonight. So, yeah.
Amen.
Let's keep on rocking. Mm-hmm. Vibing out with Eric B. is president. Eric B. is president. That's a pretty good jam, too. I listened to it today. You know, I had to listen to a few songs to pick a few songs. Okay, that'd be the one.
Imagine that. Look, imagine that back then. Are you talking about you as the president? I took a lot of, you know what? Right? We didn't see that till what, 20 years later? Go on, Eric B. Go on and be the president. You can do it.
Well, at this
Fabulous
point.
Fabulous Flashback Friday. Right? Hey,
put him on the ballot.
Put
him on the ballot. Let's make it work. In the meantime,
I hear that
in between
peaches
the time,
back there.
MC Peaches.
I seen her in the subway on my way to Brooklyn. Hello, good looking. Is this seat chicken on the A train? Picking at a brain. I couldn't get a number, couldn't get a name. I said I still like your style and fashion, but I hate your hostility attitude with a passion. Is it because brothers like a hawk a lot? Is it because it's shine don't chalk a lot? She turned away, no play. I said, okay, you don't really look good. I hope you have a bad day. Sat back, relaxed, so the ride was tight. I was thinking of the bombs I wrote last night. Next stop was mine, a familiar scene. I was meeting my friend Killer Ben before Green, where the girls are real. They tell you how they feel. If you're soft, you're soft. If you're hard like steel. See, I don't bend, and I won't rough. And I don't break, and I won't fuck. Stomped up the street. Did I hear a treat? Hard high heels tapping on the concrete. I took a peek and was the girl from the train behind me. Did she live in the area? Was she trying to find me? I didn't want to play myself out. I played it off. Stopped, then I bought again a style. Now was she shy? She didn't walk by. She came in the store and she even said hi. Curiosity at a high velocity. Maybe possibly she had a hot for me. I said if we're playing games, then we're going to play mine. I'ma lay the rules cause it ain't much time. If you hide your feelings, it ain't hard to find. I want to know what's on your mind. About a week went by and I called her.
Hello.
I said, yo, could I speak to She said, no way, yo, I know I didn't call. I didn't want to stress you. Go out my way to impress you, press to undress you. See, I want to get to know you so I can show you what a strong relationship you grow to. But you got to trust me and you're going to love me. Squeeze your phone and hug me. Use your mind to rub me. Now, how does it feel with my mental? Massage your temple. Telephone's hot from the vibe that I sent you. And tell me your inner thoughts and deepest emotions. Next is the ecstasy's explosion. Now I'm coming to see you. It's been some time. I'm a romantic warrior. But is it a crime? And if you hide your feelings, it ain't hard to find. I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what's on your mind. Now it's been months and it's smooth and lovely. I'm in your head so you be thinking of me. So we met in Queens and went to Valley Streams. And I couldn't remember the movie we just seen. But it's Wednesday, take the train uptown. High to 125th Street Sound. Amateur night show chime of the Apollo. Probably you watch Bill Cosby tomorrow. Then after that get into it. I mean intimate. Every word is an instrument. Making sounds and tones and songs and moans. My lips so close to your ear, it's like headphones. And said you never know what the day will bring. It's always a new song to sing. The next day I went back to arrest. Knocked on the door, intentions finesse. She let me in and had nothing but a negligee on. Smelling like Liz Claiborne. I sat down and got comfortable and watched her Huxtable. She sat next to me and said, what's up with you? I got the feeling for sexual healing and mental healing. Now how you feeling? She caught the effect and said she feels the same. Could you massage my intellect and stop the pain? Desire's yearning, the fire's burning. You're hot cause this a lot you're learning. Now I'm ready to explore your inner world. It takes a long time cause I'm just beginning, girl. Take it easy, cut off the TV, cut off the lights. Use your mind to see me, use your physical form if I'm hard to find. Cause now I know what's on your mind. Cause now I know what's on your mind. I come in rain with the unexplained for the brains to think change. They strain the sling sling. I'm trained to bring game. History that I arranged, been regained by King James. Go to practice with tactics, when the track is
theatrics. Women that look like actresses, status of Cleopatra's. Stacks of mathematics to feed your Asiatics. As I find out what the facts is for geographics. No time to sit mode with hostess. Never mind what the total growth is. I rip shows, stay focused, and split cheese with soldiers. While you hit trees and coasts, I spit flows to be ferocious. And with these explosives, I split seeds for mostest. Shine permanently, only my mind concerning me. Fire burns in me eternally, time's eternity. Follow what's turning me to be in a mental infirmary. Determinedly advanced technology better than Germany. Since the first days you know her, the last days is over. I was always a flower. I made waves for Noah. From a compound to the anatomy, to the breakdown of an atom. Some of my rap patterns still surround status. From the ancient hieroglyphics to graffiti painted pictures. I study, I know the scriptures, but nowadays they ain't ambitious. They back, I go beyond. Check the Holy Quran to speeches at the Autobahn. Now we get our party on. So being beneficent, I bless them with dialogue. Stay expecting the next testament. By the God, I roam through battle zones with clones for chaperone. Blast beat with saxophones. One of the baddest rappers known. Every country, city, and barrel. Side street and ghetto. Allen Alley and metal. Theory thorough enough to echo. When it was one master land with one national man. And the whole masters ran under one master plan. It's the world's metamorphosis. And the planets kept in orbit. Turntables we spin off with, but needles never skip off it. Rhythms we express are similar to our ancestors. It'll answer your questions if you understand the message. From the days of the slave choppers to the new age of prophets. As heavy as hip-hop gets, I'm always ready to drop it. From the mind, which is one of the law's best designs. And minds are standing the test of time. When I rhyme, the 18th letter.
Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Gee, she sounds like she's got it totally together there, right? See you there. Hey, y'all here. That was the 18th letter. My brain is so scrambled eggs right now. I'm going to get this thing together, y'all. It's called Flashback Fridays, but I can't wait to flashback into my bed. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. It's the weekend, y'all.
It is.
It's the weekend creep. Yes. Yes. No getting up early if you don't have to get up and early. But it definitely is the weekend. I hope you all are enjoying the show. Eric B. and Rakim. Some of their good oldies, their legendary music that put them on the map on a lot of levels. Cousin Marcy's.
Yeah, they, you know, even young, I just remember their presence. They were, you know, some of the first artists that did actually get featured back in, you know, when MTV was first started. And then we had that show, you know, with Dr. Dre and Ed Lover, Yo MTV Raps. And I don't know, they just, to me, seem like very intelligent young men, but they seem tough. I know there's this famous picture out there with the whole crew, and guess who's sitting there with them? 50 Cent. I don't know if that's this 50 Cent or that's the real 50 Cent, because, you know, there's a real 50 Cent from New York. And but I've just always been impressed with them. You know, their music hits, of course, in today's time. When they were acts, more so, you know, Rakim won. Would he wanted to have gone pop? And it was like, even in the lyrics back then, he was saying, you know, I don't need a spotlight. I already got a light, you know, commercial success. That wasn't something that they were specifically chasing, but they had the flat, the gold. You remember them ropes? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, did they start that trend with those real thick gold ropes? I do remember that. Only, to be honest, I only remember that one album cover, and that was that one. Is that Paid in Full?
paid in full, probably. Yeah, that's probably the one that you remember, and it was like a, kind of a green background. Yeah, but they just,
absolutely.
I mean, dripped and draped in gold and, you know, other parts of America, you know, the gangster rap, even the West Coast. They just kind of took that over between them and the other group that were featuring tonight. Again, they were starting trends. They were changing the game. They are worth the 50 years, or now we're on 51 years of hip hop. So I'm not gonna talk y'all heads off, but yeah, they do it to me every time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there was a little bit of history from Queen Cousin Marcy.
I think back to pancake portion of the show now. I think I got it together. Producer, just correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're up to Microphone Fiend, another one of my favorites, and then we're going to get into our other featured artist, Kings of Rock. Okay, Run DMC, y'all. So keep it right here. Fabulous Flashback Fridays, Queen D, Cousin Marcy, and Producer Justin. Let's go, y'all.
AWG sample.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grabbed the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then act as the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean?
What
I'm
I mean,
raging, flipping
mean.
Up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing, vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide, the invincible microphone fiend rock him. Spread the word for some N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone like heroin. Soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon, or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Granitario. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off, you should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm, step off.
Step on,
ladies
step
and
on.
Gentlemen, you're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You're trying to move away but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should have backed up. But those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I got a torch to chamber one on one. And I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone, I'm the microphone
fiend. The microphone
fiend. The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
The mic of the microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
the mic, of 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 the mic, the mic, of the mic, the mic, of 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 the mic, the mic, of the mic.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect.
Fiend of the microphone.
That's a cold jam. I had to confirm that was an average white band sample. That was an amazing sample. How they mixed it in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But yeah, be a microphone thing.
I know that's right. Mm-mm-mm. And they ended with a big boom. Okay, y'all. We see y'all. Booming on the end. Eric B. and Rakim. Well, we're going to get off of them really quickly, but don't y'all worry. We're going to have some more Eric B. stuff for y'all. But now, it's time to get into some more stompers and steppers, okay? They even had to write a song about their shoes, Queen. And I did not know that I didn't notice that they used to wear them with no laces. Damn. Have you ever tried to wear a pair of Adidas with no laces? Well, welcome to Trip and Fall In.
No, I haven't ever tried to wear, the high top ones?
No, the low tops.
Oh, because I bought a pair of high top black and white ones, Adidas. I shall do the old school black and white high top Adidas. But no, I've never tried to do that, no. But I was trying to figure out where did Reverend, okay, so he's Ron. But didn't he always wear the Reverend gear? Or no?
No,
he didn't wear it all the time?
No.
Okay.
No, they were strictly sweatsuits.
They wore the sweat gear. Absolutely.
Right.
The tangos, right? Okay, right. Okay, it's coming back to me, y'all. Give me, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
No. Look, picture NWA, early NWA. Yeah, they totally copied that swag. All that was Run DMC. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember what we were wearing out here?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have laces, and they were wearing those big gold chains as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking them out.
Right.
They even got some Run DMC. Girl, I am, y'all. I am, people listening. I am checking them out.
You take it about now, right? That's so cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And Mr. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay, but him and his hat, that was something else that I really loved about him. Again, if you all weren't here earlier, I did give you a little bit of update on that story. Jam Master Jay's killers have been sentenced this week. Yes, so we'll see how much time they'll do at the actual sentencing, but they were indeed found guilty. His godson and a lifelong supposedly best friend, yeah, set that man up. Drug deal gone bad, and now we have lost a legend. So again, before we get into them, rest in peace to Jam Master Jay, one of the best to ever do it. But they told you from the gate, they came on in talking about they was the kings of what, queen? Now this is where the funny mixes took place. It was the kings of rock, y'all. Get into it. Fabulous Flashback Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Mercy, and Producer G Lou. Let's get it.
Run I'm the king of rock. Get higher. Sucker MCs should call me Zaya. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. Now we rock the party. It's all correct. All cut to on time. And rhyme connect. Got the right to vote. And we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Rock your night when it comes to a rhyme. Give it all we got. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
One second. This spot's the original Ghetto Boy, and I'm rocking with the G Lou Show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boys for Life, Chip Ward Finest, Houston, Texas.
The Kings of Rock, y'all. Pardon me, Cousin Mercy here. Woo, Queen Jean. Did you hear all that good rock guitar?
Yes, I'm getting ready to say they. You can't say that they did put some rock in there. You could definitely hear that flavor of rock in there. So absolutely, you definitely can.
And remember, if you know you want to get more into it, y'all, that documentary is going on right now on Peacock. Okay, featuring Run DMC. I think it's a 3-part documentary. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with them right now. And I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Mm-mm-mm. Can you believe it?
I should have watched it before I came on the show. Got some history. Like, okay. So, you're
forget about
Reverend
Rick
Run
either.
Is what they call him now. Who?
Rick Rubin, their producer. Also a huge catalyst in their success. Yes, that's that man with that long beard. When you get to see him on there, he always wears the shades. But, anything that got to kind of do with Def Jam, again, our producer could correct me if I'm wrong, but you got your Rick Rubins, Run DMC. They are pretty much just, bam, kicked it off.
Okay, history, y'all. I'm definitely learning. Thank you, Queen Cousin Marcy, for being in the knowing of that. I remember you recall you saying that you learned a lot because you were reading, because you know the only child there, and you was reading the Source magazines and all those other magazines. So this is where you get most of your history from.
Memory, TV, MTV, documentaries, just eyes and ears glued to that. And sometimes just some good old liner notes from bought CDs, you know, like again, you're right. Just she reads, honey, Nene voice. Like a good
read. I've never, ever seen an MTV show. I've never seen one of those episodes at all. Never.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
What about,
honestly, never seen.
Remember they used to have, when Behind the Music came out, those again are things that made me want to kind of come into this realm of, you know, something to do as far as broadcasting. Behind the Music, oh, yes. That was a series on VH1/MTV where it's kind of like Unsung. If you like Unsung, then you could get into Behind the Music. But they started out and they had a lot of hip-hop artists. Yep. Oh, no. It's loud in my house.
I used to watch 106 Park. I used to watch that. And what was the show with Donnie Simpson? Was that 106 Park, too?
Video.
Yeah, so those are the ones. But I've never, ever seen an episode of MTV. That's kind of bad that I never seen an episode
not.
Of that. Yeah.
It's not. You can catch them all. Look, pretty much after 1999 with the person I'm going to talk to y'all about on Marcy's Minute, like, MTV just went to the crapper. Like, I don't know what's happening now. So if it's not 1999 and before, you're just going to see a whole bunch of teenagers being pregnant and catfish and, you know.
Oh, wow.
They don't even play music anymore. Yeah, it's not what it used to. I would not, you know, recommend it. You probably get more good music history and documentary stuff these days from over here on Flashback Fridays. Literally. Yeah, they went to the crap.
Literally. Wow. That's good information to know. See, I didn't know that either. Mm. So listen, we're gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna give out a few announcements. I don't have a whole lot to give out, but I do have a few that I would just like to speak on. I don't know if anyone was able to tune in to the Tweed Cadillac show last night. I know I wasn't. I was KO'd. But if you get the opportunity to go back and check that out on blogtalkradio.com /93TweedFM, you can check it out on the Blog Talk Radio. And that's every Thursday. Him and G. Lou are on there doing the show. He had a guest on there last night. So go check it out. And they're there every Thursday, West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m. And the East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. That's a Tweed Cadillac After Six cruise show. And also tomorrow is Saturday. It is the first of the month. Founder Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels is doing her food giveaway at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the City of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Happy birthday to her son as well. So spread that information around because I'm sure there are a lot of families out there who are in the need of groceries. Spread that information around. That is every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. And again, that's at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the City of Compton. And also contact Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo. He's out there every day helping the homeless out, giving them food, clothes, shoes. He's taking care of them. He's really being a steward, servant, doing God's work. That's his assignment. Remember I said things are assigned to us to do. That's his assignment, and he does it. He makes sure that those people are taken care of. So if you can donate, you can contact him on Facebook and IG under Luther Jr. Keith and help out if you can. And also, I encourage you to follow My Tribe Rise. They're a peaceful movement. It's founded by Heavenly and Victor. You can follow them on Instagram as well or check out their website, mytriberise.org. Amazing organization. Definitely a couple you want to check out. They're doing amazing things for the community in Pasadena and Altadena and other surrounding cities. Check them out. At the Funnel Cakes, they are doing, if you want to have them come and do an event for you, I encourage you to contact them. They are also located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the City of Compton, Tuesday through Fridays, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays, and they are no longer taking phone orders. Follow them on Instagram as well under FD Funnel Cakes. You can also buy their mixture at the Payless grocery store in Compton. And that's on the corner of El Segundo and Avalon. And the mix is on aisle 7, y'all, so y'all can't miss it. You don't have to worry about trying to go find it. Go to aisle 7 to get that mixture. And also, for your traveling needs, we have Soul Travels with Elliot Delgado. Elliot Delgado at intailtravel.com. Check that out. And the business line is 808-769-2964. So, yeah, you can check all that out. Follow our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show. There's always something going on over there, some amazing things going on our channel, the YouTube channel. On Saturdays, they have conversations in the Hookah Lounge, and Mondays is Let's Talk About It. Tuesdays is Changing the Game, and on Fridays, there's interviews, and on Sundays, it's Oldies Rule Forever. If you get the opportunity, go check out the video that was just dropped from G. Lou being in California. That's a bad video. G. Lou looked pretty saucy pulling up in that convertible car. I was like, okay, I see you. So that's a dope video, so go check that out. And
thank you,
also,
Queen.
Oh, you're very welcome. I was like, look at G. Lou looking saucy pulling up right there. I kind of thought we had Nip come back for a minute. That's how saucy he was looking. Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach asks for Mr. Poison. And you can follow Mr. Poison on IG to understand why I'm always promoting him. at 323-639-9747 is a contact number to book in advance with a $50 deposit. And I also have been seeing a lot of auto sales. There have been plenty customers lately that he has been showing on his Instagram page for the used cars that they are coming to buy from him. And it is income tax time. If you're in need for a used car, a good used car, low mileage, clean vehicles, that is the guy you would want to go to at 5338 East PCH in Long Beach. The number is 562-591-5909. And just ask for Ted. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. Sunday, by appointment only. But check it out if you know anyone who's in need for a car. Good prices, low mileage. That is the guy you would want to make contact with. Other recommended YouTube channels can be BTP Media, Marcy Minute, The Hood, Postman, and The Patio Politics. They have some fire episodes that they are dropping, y'all. So make sure you subscribe and check them out. Writer for Life Films and G Connect. Also, Incredible Harvey Air. And we also have House of Tattoos with Monica every Wednesday. And I believe the time is 7:30 West Coast time. So it's worshiping.
I see you be over there tapped in, Queen.
Oh, yeah, you know, anything that comes with that, I got to tap in. I got to stay connected to the source, you know. Mm-hmm. And they have, yeah, absolutely. They have amazing testimonies, and they give an amazing word. They break it down where you can understand it. So, yeah, tap in there. And that's the House of Tattoos with Monica. I think it's called Worship, House of Worship, something to that effect. But just subscribe to House of Tattoos YouTube channel. And shout out to Soul to Soul, shout out to Two Souls Forever. We want to send our condolences to you and your family for the loss of your dad. Know that we love you and we are praying for you as well, Queen. But follow her on IG as well. And check out Bosco on Peacock. Good show, movie to check out, documentary. If you have any announcements and you would like to have them announced, you can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Nubian Queen Jean of the GB Show on Instagram. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday or anniversary today. And we're going to go back to...
Ooh, happy birthday to anybody. Thank you, Queen. Beautiful
that
announcement. Peacock better put us on the payroll the way we over here bigging up Peacock, Peacock. That's my favorite network. All the Bravo shows.
Hey, there's a good show on Netflix, too, with Kelly Rowland. I looked at that before coming on the air tonight. That's a good movie. Yeah.
Is it? All right, y'all.
Yes.
Queen and shit cheating. You know that. Look, don't ask Cousin Marcy. Queen said it's good.
It is.
I can't get into, look, I can't get into none of those Destinies of the Child when they be trying to act now. I don't know why, but did she do good?
She did do good. She really did. Surprised me she did good.
Okay.
I mean, hey.
There you go, Kelly. Look, you go, Kelly. You go, girl. Oh, goodness.
So let's keep the train rolling. Let's go on to our next song. And what would that
be? We on them shoes. I think we on
them
shoes. I know we talked about it. We on them Adidas. Yep. About to put some on after the show. Let's go, y'all. Run the MC.
Walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. On stage at Live Aid, all the people gave and the poor got paid. And out of speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a thief. My Adidas touched the sand of a foreign land. With Mike in it, I close to command. My Adidas and D close as can be. We make a mean team, my Adidas and me. We get around together, we drive forever, and we won't be mad. We're born in bad weather. Yo, my
from state to state. We drive along gravel dirt road on street. I wear my Adidas when I rock the beat. On stage, front page, every show I go, it's Adidas on my feet, high top or low. Now the Adidas I possess for one man is rare. Myself, homeboy, got 50 pairs. Got blue and black, cause I like to chill. And yellow and green when it's time to get ill. Got a pair that I wear when I'm playing ball. With the heel inside, make me 10 feet tall.
My Adidas only bring good news, and they are not used as selling shoes. They're black and white, white with black stripes. The ones I like to wear when I rock the mic. On the town of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on. On the movie screen, Hollywood knows we're good if you know what I mean. We started in the alley, now we chillin' Cali, and I won't trip my beat up on the beat up back.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, get the party started, right? My Adidas. Kicking that dough, then. Kicking that dough. It also just hit me, Queen. The other item of clothing that they were known for, the leather jackets. Okay. Keeping it cool.
Oh, what, the waistline ones? Oh, the blazer type ones, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that attire. Yeah, see, it's coming back. It's coming back. Some of the things have come back to me. But I was looking at Ron, looking at him in his younger days, and then all I'd seen was his son's face. I was like, wow. Hey, but check this out. Before we go any further, we got a caller, so let's bring our caller in. Good evening.
Good evening. It's Big Berkeley from Marcy Projects. How y'all doing tonight?
I love that. Big Berkeley from Marcy's Projects.
From Marcy Projects. Hey. That's right.
In the house.
Come on, Big Berkeley. In the house, Big Berkeley.
Man, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm doing swell, man. Can't complain or explain. But I know one thing. Run DMC, man, the Kings of Rock. There's none higher.
I can dig it.
Sucker MCs call me sire.
I actually have a request. I don't know. I tuned in kind of late. Hope I didn't miss one of my favorite tunes from Run DMC. That would be Dumb Girl. If y'all could get that on for me. I'm a surround sound.
Okay.
Also, one other thing.
On for you.
It was also another thing I want to ask you guys. Were you able to see that Teddy Pendergrass documentary I sent you guys?
I pulled it up this morning in my email.
I sent it to you guys individually, man. You need to check that out. You will have a complete different perspective against.
Tweet, can you please send that to me again? Because I seen you send it, but I got lost in my in the email sauce because I have a million emails. I don't even, my shit is over flooded. I don't check it all the time, but I didn't save it when you sent it. So could you please send it to me again, please?
Done deal.
Thank you.
And I have to, piggyback off of G. Lou because it's the same thing with me. I have a lot of emails, and if I'm not, can you just please send it back to me as well?
Okay.
I would appreciate it.
I might have to charge y'all a restocking fee, but okay. All right.
I got you.
Both of you, check your emails right now. Cousin Mercy from Mercy Project just sent it to both of you.
Oh, thank you, Mercy.
You have it.
Thanks, Cousin.
Big Berkeley in the building. Big Berkeley in the building.
Stick around. We're not only doing Run DMC, we're doing Eric B. and Rakim.
I dig it, but I'm a Run DMC fan. Eric B., man, his goal was hollow. You throw it in the air and it don't come back down. She was hollow.
That was a swap meet goal.
Wow.
You were a fool for that.
Was,
you were a fool for that.
You walked in the swap meet and took a quick ride on Slauson. Is that what you said?
She was 10K. That was 10K all day. That was 10K all day anyway.
Yeah,
10K all day.
They spent all their money on the real gold, the dope. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man, I've always been mad at Eric B because on the album cover, how you going to have on the big old chain and then Eric B got on a little bitty rope, but you got on a Gigantor rope.
You talking about, Eric B. Not Rakim, the Eric B, the DJ. They say, that's why they fell out. They say he took all the money.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, he had on the biggest chain. He had on the biggest chain. Same way Rudy Pardee did the L.A. Dream Team. He had on the rope chain and Snake Puppy had on the S chain.
Wow.
I wouldn't even buy S chain. Man, you don't get no love with the S chain back in the day. That was, S chains was for girls. You know what I'm saying? Dudes didn't wear no S chain.
Wow.
That was bullshit.
I remember the S chain.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You a girl. Of course you do.
Oh, my God.
Dudes wasn't buying the S chains. Dudes wasn't buying them. In my day, if you didn't have a Turkish, starting off with it, you had to start, your starter kit
that
had
was
to be a Turkish.
Kit.
Exactly. Until you can get like the Rolex Link or something. But other than that, man, hey, man. I lost a lot of respect for Eric B because Rakim was the man, but you got this little ass chain and he got on the big giant dookie rope. I just thought that wasn't fair. That's all
he
I'm
just
saying.
Wanted him to look like he
Eric
belongs,
B was cold.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Eric B was in them streets.
I better shut up, man, because I be talking too much, man. I'm a be quiet.
That man gonna call back from the New York show.
Oh,
as y'all
knew me, he's talking about just
that. As y'all knew me.
That man gonna call back.
No, we don't.
What you say?
As soon as y'all mute me, I'm gonna start talking again.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, Tweezy was cool. Big Berkey.
My love.
Big Berkey,
I'm on deck, y'all.
My love. Love, respect. Hey,
we
Berkey.
Get that,
Big Berkey.
Yeah, from Marcy Project.
What was that?
From Marcy Project.
You say what, Big Dog?
Dumb Girl.
Dumb Girl.
Run DMC.
Okay, got you. Coming up next.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and our script became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside the Cadillac. The show was drove off and we never came back. They cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we talking autographs and cheers and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. That's the life that I lead, and you suck at MC, and you IP. So take that and move back, check your heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run no level like a cold chill at a party in a B-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and cup them up above. I'm rocking on the mic and you call me Run Love. I got a big long cat and I like to and written right on the side and read death to kill. So if you see me choosing girls, just to move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my ride. So a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, take you to death places. One of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MCs, this just ain't right. Because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife. You're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife. You're hanging on the ass, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knows what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. My man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run. We do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rapping to the rhythm, want to watch it throw my face. Go uptown and come down to the ground. You sucker MC, you bad face clown. You $5 boy and I'm $1 million man. You the sucker MC and you're my fan. You try to bite lines, but rhymes are mine. You the sucker MC in a bad Calvin Klein. Coming from the wackest part of town. Trying to rap, but you can't get down. You don't even know your English, your verb or noun. You're just a sucker MC. Your sad face, right? So DMC, and if you're ready, the people rock it steady. You're
lift your man.
Seen your Jack and JC, cause they got a Mercedes, and you know about his ladies and all his babies. You just wanna ride and get inside and run around town like Bonnie and Clyde. But see the moves you're making, the routes you're taking will lead to heartbreaking, and I'm not mistaken. You like his money, you'll be his honey. It's the truth, dude, you're a great big dummy, dumb girl. All the things that you do, I know you want a man, but you should understand, JC ain't D, shouldn't be his fan. You're not just fine, you're out of your mind, and I wrote this rhyme just for your kind. Don't be misled, remember what I said, the rhymes are rock, but surely not, so sit in your head, dumb girl. You just slow because you're going too fast. And I can tell that you're dumb when you're walking the place, walking around with your thumb cold stuck in your face. Always sinning, never winning, cause you're last in the race. You get high until a lion think that makes you the ace. Dumb girl. Give the body a blow.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Luke, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Flashback Fridays. She is Queen Jean. I am Cousin Marcy, and he is the wonderful producer, Mr. G. Luke. You know what else I noticed, Queen? They didn't cuss.
They
didn't cuss.
One word of profanity at all.
They
can't get no RICO charges. They did.
Ooh, hold me back, hold me till 8:30, hold me back, child.
Yes.
It's happening, y'all. It is happening. Well, we skipped a few to get that request in for our caller. Thank you so much again. Today we were, what were we, Glee? Big Berkeley from the Marcy Projects. Okay. Shout out to New York and the Marcy Houses. I think they still standing to this day.
Shout out to Thomas L. Berkeley way up in Oakland. Shout out to our Uncle Tom, who has that street named after him in Oakland. So are we talking about Berkeley this, Berkeley that, Thomas L. Berkeley way? I'm saying that because I posted a video on my Instagram page because someone was so beat, I do believe, and they were showing Oakland when they were in the back in the 1970s and 80s, and it's a big difference, of course, in the look of how Oakland was then, the way compared looks now, you know. But that was that look, the whole, the appearance of the buildings and the appearance of the way that we dressed back then. But it's a big difference, and I had to share it on my Instagram page. And I had said about our... Yeah, so shout out to Big Berkeley and the Marcy Projects connected to the Berkeley.
Right.
That part right there.
That's so funny. I know, right? Where are we with it? Let's see. Well, we about 9 minutes. Hold me back, y'all. Hold me back. She gave me a little tidbit. It's called RICO. Anyways, don't be a dumb. We done with that one. So there was a breakup, like the caller had mentioned, or while the caller was on, that did occur with Eric B and Rakim. And yes, monetary reasonings were, you know, discussed around that. You know, there were rumblings of people weren't getting paid the same amount and all those kinds of things. But who knows? He kept on rapping. He did have a solo project, but this song... Queen, I was not familiar with this one, so you hit me to something new today. I'm talking about Hoodlum. I didn't know about that one, and that one is just titled with Rakim.
Yeah.
Even though, and I did another typo. Don't tell nobody, y'all. Look, don't tell nobody, y'all.
In the place of Glenn Lux, a young kid became he was brought up in. It's a must for him to never get caught hustling. He was taught to win the games he was caught up in. Corruption, a life of crime, cats, spirit, destruction, all types of bribes and racketeering. He stay in the hood till the goods come. Caution, it's no extorting a hoodlum from New York City. Scenery at nighttime is dreamy. Other worlds are in sight like Mussolini. Scandal and gambling.
The microphone, Rob Kim, you know what I mean?
Gangsters, let the games begin. So we made rules, paid dues to trade tools. He sprayed tools, slayed crews and made news. But he stayed cool, he was only afraid to lose. And paid who's, he saved clues and made moves. Play at your own risk, cause he wouldn't condone this, he owned this. You get this pop blown to bits, a terrorist. Territories are full of war stories, ghetto glory. Let the speaker make sounds of fury, words of lead.
Thugs bled
and bloodshed, he like his president's dead. President's bread club man, when it's hot he get cheese and turn his dough into bread. Keep the whole hood fed, so it's never enough said. Projects respect things and elect the king to protect the queen and make connects for green. But be very smooth, cause they watching his every move. But it's a setup, plus they leaving him deadly clues. Politic with his bishops, cause they
sabotage
and pick up espionage and stick up heavily armed knight in a perfect position to strike. Rooks in his pawns and yo, they all game tight.
My man J Love putting it on, y'all.
Aspects to chess, say yo, his whole stilo is based around his
chillin' with Jay Love
legal and hold it down for his people. The outcome is in coming in some, so he can lend some to friends and spend some for fun. He looking at a profit to give them all a fatter wallet. Nothing can
shopping, he got Luciano in his pocket. He got alibis for killing the bad guys. Franchise on the rise, and ties with allies, organized crime committee, and the key to the city. He get down and gritty and wake up with something pretty. What else should he ask for? What else should he blast for? But he's still at war. He wanna make the last call. It's getting hot. Who keep the burner warmer?
Mr. Fiend of the microphone, rock to my law, you know what I mean?
Around, counter-react, no more retaliating, it's over and that's that. One never knows the moment, no hour or death date. Your enemy controls your fate.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yeller, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yeller coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G. Lou Show. You know what I said? The G. Lou Show in the house.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Carol Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. Well, check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full.
Thinking of a master plan, cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, see still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I thrive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Pete?
Pete.
Minute.
That's right, that's right. Thank you so much, Cousin Queen and listeners. While you all gather yourselves and get in here, I just want to give another big shout out to Eric B and Rakim. That song you just heard, Paid in Full, was featured on the Colors movie soundtrack, one of the dopest movie soundtrack out there from 1988. It featured none other than, of course, Ice-T. We had Big Daddy Kane with Raw, Kool G Rap with Butcher Shout, Roxanne Shante, our main man MC Shan with A Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste, one of my favorites, and Rick James was even featured on that soundtrack. So if you've never had the opportunity, go on over there to your iTunes, wherever you get your music from, check out the Colors movie soundtrack. Now, y'all should be seated, pardon me, y'all should have y'all drinks in y'all hand. We are going to get into some things. From here on out, Cousin Marcy is going to refer to this guy as SDC. I do not feel like saying his horrible name over and over and over again. Okay, so people, when you hear me say SDC, I'm speaking of Sean Diddy Combs. Another sexual harassment suit has been filed against him this past week. But the gag is, you're bringing everybody with you down. Yes, there's mention of Motown, Universal Music Group, and your own son. Get into it, y'all. Recent sex abuse lawsuits against music impresario SDC have damaged his reputation and career, but a new suit from music producer Rodney Little Rod Jones makes new explosive claims about Combs' alleged assaults and misconduct in granular detail, naming several prominent artists and music executives as well. Jones, who worked closely with Combs on his recent release, The Love album, Off the Grid, released last year, alleged Combs sexually and physically abused him, engaged in trafficking, and ran his inner circle as a RICO enterprise. RICO, people. It functioned like a criminal organization. Jones' suit contains what he says are photos, videos, and screenshots corroborating his allegations. Now, of course, Combs denied the previous claims against him, including those from a former partner, R&B singer Cassie, whose November suit kicked off a wave of complaints against Combs under New York's Adult Survivors Act. Combs' attorney Sean Holly said in a statement that Little Rod is nothing more than a liar who filed a $30 million lawsuit, shamelessly looking for an undeserved payday. His reckless name-dropping about events that are pure fiction and simply did not happen is nothing more than a transparent attempt to garner headlines. We have overwhelming, indisputable proof that his claims are complete lies. They had none of that for Cassie. Our attempts to share this proof with Mr. Jones' attorney, Tyrone Blackburn, have been ignored. Remember that name, you all, Tyrone Blackburn. We will address these outlandish allegations in court and take all appropriate action against those who make them. Now, the people listed in this particular lawsuit include SDC, the producer, Bad Boy Entertainment founder, media executive, and celebrity spokesman, had a monumental hip-hop career. They're already saying had, people. A monumental hip-hop career dating back to the early 1990s. He helped launch the career of the Notorious B.I.G., scored platinum records of his own, and oversaw businesses that made him one of the music's richest men. The claims from last year's lawsuits made him toxic in the industry, however, and Jones' new claims likely will add to that sentiment. Among the allegations in that suit, they are claiming that he forced him to procure ex-workers, where we heard that before, Cassie's lawsuit. Now, Justin Dior Combs, his adult son, not talking about kids, was present at a 2022 shooting at Chalice Recording Studio. Jones alleges Justin solicited the workers for the crew around Diddy and participated in the F-Offs, or the Freak-Offs, as they're known now, Group X events. A rep for Justin Combs said in a statement, Justin categorically denies these absurd allegations. They are all lies. Ethiopia had been marrying the former CEO of Motown Records, which partnered with Combs on his Love Records imprint. Yes, they're bringing Motown into it as, you're just going to take everybody down. Lucian Grange, now they're calling him Lucifer, the CEO of Universal Music Group, the world's largest record label conglomerate and Motown's parent company. Joan claims Grange also attended several Love album listening parties at Mr. Combs' homes in Los Angeles, California, where some of the alleged misconduct took place. A rep for Universal Music Group did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Young Miami, the City Girls rappers who Jones alleges in the suit, was part of a group that were paid a monthly fee to work as Mr. Combs' ex-workers and receive payment via wire transfer. Jones alleges that Young Miami's female cousin, unnamed in the suit, sexually assaulted him at a party in 2022. Of course, she has no comment either. Cuba Gooding Jr., Jones claims, made sexual advances toward him on Diddy's yacht after Diddy's grooming him to pass him off to his friends. Gooding's manager did not respond to her request for comment. So the plot thickens. More people have now been invited to the pizza paperwork party. It's getting more official day by day. The charges that are soon to come, allegedly, are the RICO conspiracy. I'll keep you updated on all of this. It's a straight mess. Take that. That'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen G-Lou, back to y'all.
Wow, wow, wow. I mean,
Max got mad.
I was having a conversation earlier, and I was saying, you know, everything that's good that you, you know, think is good for you, the devil give you blessings too. You know, the devil will bless you too, and the devil will take it away from you. So everything is not connected to God. When they say, ooh, they so blessed, look what, no. So look at everything that's happening to them right now. Like, I was looking at a video on someone's YouTube page today, and they was like, man, you just going. You're going down, P. Diddy. You're going to jail. Just say no. You know, you can prolong it as long as you want, or they can prolong it, but they're just doing what they're going to do to make sure that it's going to stick. They want to be sure. Make sure that, like they did with R. Kelly, they want to make sure. So, yeah, it's just...
tragic.
It's something else. Yeah, the way it was back then and to become part of the industry, everything that they were doing or had to do just to be part of, you know, out there, they see them, they're on fire, they're thirsty for it, they're young and mature, you know, allegedly what they're showing.
Allegedly, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's just heartbreaking to me. Like, nobody is trying to kick this man's back in. You know, it's a lot of people like, oh, it's keep a black man down. It's like, no. You know, the other people that are doing these things like that, you all are just not privy to, or you're not paying attention to. Like, just this week, a parent got sentenced to, she's a huge TikToker. And her methods of parenting her children have landed her in jail for, I think, about 6 years. Yeah, because she was basically abusing her kids for the social media and everything, you know, that you just said. And the people, they get the wrong impression, you know, that everything glitters is not gold. It's not always, it's all blessings and they're all good and this and that. You know, these people are certifiably crazy. They're dangerous. Not only that, I didn't even tell you guys, the young lady that was shot in the club in 1999, well, now she's going to speak and say that, no, he didn't shoot me, but she got to say, oh, he pew-pewed me. But she saw him, and she's been saying this since then. She's been saying this since then. That man shot me in my face. This ain't no Megan Thee Stallion. This is like, she's seen it, she saw it, she knows it. It's like paid in full, no pun intended. You see somebody do that to you and then shine, you know, you take the fall, but it's just all, It's all connecting. Yeah, that does sound like a rainbow right there. You got people doing stuff for you.
The guy who's suing him now, isn't he speaking on that as well?
Mm-hmm. Because he told him, you know, he told him these things. I guess, I don't know, again, with the Keefe D's and people like that, it's just, you know, okay, well, you guys are basically like telling on yourself. You love the fame so much. You love your name out there so much. That is how I may sometimes not responding is the best response. Or shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, real gangster talk. Shut your freaking mouth. Or don't do those horrible things. You shot somebody in the studio, told them to go outside, so now you're going to get the whole Beverly Hills or the LAPD in trouble. That's my thing. I don't like none of that mess. It's all corrupt to me. It's just like, ugh, gross. It's gross.
Yeah. Silence is golden, and doing it by yourself is best to do it that way. I can't say it's golden, but it's best to do it that way. So, yeah. I totally agree.
STD.
You gotta be quiet.
Real. But we're just still on that. Gonna take a rewind. Calm down, Marcy. Calm down. Okay, she calm down.
Calm down. Reset, refocus. That's the rest of the music game. Thank you for
the
announcement.
Get plugged back in.
Hey, let's
like
keep this.
Okay, that's crazy.
Because Marcy gonna come through the phone and get you. She's gonna be like, "Don't let she's a jury, the judge,
mm-mm-mm.
and the executor. Gonna get you."
I can't
that.
I can't judge nobody. Well, that's crazy. It's so interesting to me. Oh man.
Yeah,
take
it's all
that.
Good. You bring what some people don't know, so all right, let's go.
Hey.
Time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
How is it, Dee?
It's tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky. Tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time. And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't.
right. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope, you should have broke, because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all beat DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to East State play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm C, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the mirror of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the R, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple stage darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
Two friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca and then it went its way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill Mac the steps wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck, but just like the white one I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and 1DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm
down with the kids. You wanna be check it, sucker MC could never swing with D, because of all the things that I bring with me, only G.O.D. could be a king to me, and if the G.O.D. be in me, then a king I be, the microphone is granted when it's handed to me, I was planted on this planet and I plan to MC, the MC themes only seem to agree, that I rock of the world and the society, outrageous on the stages with a tuna verse, I give praises from these stages to the universe, my voice is raw, my lyrics is law, I keep it hardcore like you never saw you wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be, you wanna be, you wanna be, wanna be, you know you wanna be.
To be. I went to John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college, down with the kings on the mic, a full swinger, the P to the R, not an R&B singer, the R to the UNDMC, and the fly human being, tonight I hold the key, flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black, pick up the bass, better yet be the bass, so let me put my big black twinkie on, into the early morning, had the skin zoning, Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo, I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. Keep rocks, the boot knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock, cause I'm down with the king.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recuperate around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that cup. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shorty's here, I get cocked even if it's 40s to beer. Here's a sip for the clues, that's the piece. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Gino, kill like the middle. Black and Pino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, I paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of mass. Even if I'm cool, steep for one deep. I track attention, people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops.
crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I am solo commanding. Hang out with people West, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in the shop, I'm gonna grow them a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Area of despair, this just here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the lay.
Right there, the Juice sound track queen, the Juice soundtrack.
That's a classic. The Juice one. That is. Wait a minute.
What is hey, that was a Juice.
That's DJ Man.
Creeping on a come up. Just start singing bone. Creeping on a come up. Won't sit till we done up. DJ Maniac.
And you're pulling. Creep. Why must it be that you always creep? You be creeping.
Right?
Oh, I've been so busy.
What is
making that R&B
your voice
music?
Know?
Likewise.
You, you know, come and hang out with us, whether it's a second or a minute. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Stopping by. W2DJ Man.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
One love.
We wanted to thank everybody who tuned in and hung out with us while we listened to some Run DMC and some Eric B and Rakim. I remember when I said they're Eric B and Rakim, that's what I used to call them, and G. Lou said, you're not saying it right, Queen. It's Rakim. And ever since then, I said, yeah, it is Rakim, because if you look at how it's spelled, that's exactly what it is. I had to tell myself that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a great show, Cousin Marcy, King G. Lou. Thank you for being in the background, doing what you do, being an amazing producer. And I just want to leave the people with this, because I was looking at some of my quotes, and I kept coming back to this one. I just kept coming back to it. So it's for somebody. I'm just going to assume sometimes God will change your circle to change your life. Sometimes God will change your circle to change your life. So don't be getting mad. Don't nobody talk to me no more. I don't get no phone calls. They quit texting me. That's God's work. Let it be. Let it be. Don't worry about it. Because God will change your circle to change your life. And it's all for the good.
That's
Ashe,
right.
Ashe. Ashe.
Mm-hmm. In agreement.
Okay.
Amen and I say. Leave
right
him with
real.
That. Leave him with that. Wonderful show. Peace, enjoy, y'all. See you Sunday. Saturday. Tonight.
Yeah,
after
Sunday.
Hours.
And tune in to, yeah, tune in tonight as well for the interviews on our YouTube channel. There is an interview going on, or a conversation, as we like to call it. So tune in to the G. Lou YouTube channel after hours.
Okay,
in the meantime,
off this Saturday and Sunday.
You're off?
Yeah, I'm off every weekend now.
Oh, that's
cool. So I work 5 days.
Then be smooth on your days off.
Oh, what you say?
Be smooth.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm tired of the 5 days straight, though. These 5 days night is vicious.
Mm-hmm. What a blessing, though, right? As vicious as they can be.
No. I'm getting old.
You ain't nowhere near old. Knock it off. I got 30 years.
You over there.
What are you talking about?
You over there.
Look at that. I'm getting old. Look, I got 30-something years on you. You talking about I'm getting old. Knock it out.
No.
Knock
you
it out.
Right, DJ Maniac.
Look. Take that beret off. Change your hat. Go put on a Kango. You're going to feel a little different.
Get a Jerry Curl in a gold rope.
Look, I put on some Carl Canals get you some gazelle glasses. You gonna have a different vibe then.
No, right. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You are all right. Well, I'm going to leave it there, y'all, because my dog is not being good, so I'm going to mute up. But what you said, I'm leaving the people with that. Have a good everything, y'all.
All right. Well, peace and love to everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you guys back here on Sunday. Ashe.